after 7:30. But time to take a breath and take in the most important half hour of the week, Scotty. Dean Lester and Nick Quinn join us for the Friday Form. Dean, good morning to you.
Andrew, good morning to you.
How's your last couple of weeks been after the end of the Flemington Carnival? Do you get to sort of sit back and take a breath at all?
No, they keep racing, Andrew, and we've got to keep finding winners for the punters.
As always. Quinny, very good morning to you as well.
Good morning, Maisie. Good morning, Scotty. Good morning, all. And Dino, of course.
Absolutely. And Rama, you've got your pen poised ready for the most important job of your week.
Absolutely, it's ready.
And I'm glad he can actually see what he's writing down now that the light has come through there and it's not in the dark like yours at 6 o'clock this morning. Very strange scenes on Zoom this morning. There's plenty of racing to be had and it is going to be a huge day, of course. If you missed the early mail before, head to the podcast, rsn.net.au. Hopefully Scotty and I can help you build a little bit of a bank on your Friday. But we're going to go through the quaddy legs. If you're a first-time player here on the Friday Form. We always look at the quaddy legs at the major meeting tomorrow, and we're at Ballarat, which is going to be fantastic. And don't forget as well, we've got the Country Cup circuit as well, dedicated coverage all through the afternoon tomorrow. Now, we're going to start with the first leg of the quaddy, which is the Suez Mackellar Mile, over 1,600 metres, benchmark 78, and pretty big fields tomorrow. So, Dean, I imagine it's going to be a pretty tough start to the quaddy.
Yeah, it is a little bit, Andrew. I think that the second and fourth leg are probably harder, but hopefully we can get it off to a reasonable start here. We'll have a couple of runners well in the betting and a couple of roughies as well.
So Right You Are is the $2.70 favourite at the moment, and then the next line of betting is Caffrey at $6.50. Dean, is that where we're looking at the moment?
Right You Are, certainly one of them. He ran well at the Flemington Carnival. There was, you know, pre-race, Mick Price was quite open in saying he didn't think the horse was quite at his best, and he all but won. He ran well. I still think he was probably right. He wasn't at his best. He's a good chance. I think there's a very good chance in the race in Think and Fly. He's just got a great record at 1,600 metres now. There's nothing sinister in Damien Oliver getting off Right You Are and riding Think and Fly. I believe it was a misunderstanding about where the two horses were going, and Damien was committed to Think and Fly. But I think he might just get lucky there. I think he's got a terrific chance. I love the way he stretched out late to win at Bendigo. Right You Are's got a great chance because he's a really good talent, and he was solid first up. A couple of odds, I think Serengeti, they've worked out how to ride this horse, and that is go straight to the front and keep improving. And he's been going very well of late doing that, having won his past two. And another one that's massive odds here is Heavenly Emperor. He just had no luck at all first up at Flemington. He was wide all the way, and he's got a fantastic second up record. Carries weight, Lockie King to ride. He's in really good form, next best. But, yeah, got a couple of favourites, but certainly a couple of big odds there worth considering.
All right. Dino, Compumpage Cup Week, that was a hard watch.
Was a hard watch. There's a lot of hard watches with Kaplumpich. He runs well. He just doesn't. His last win was this race. He won it last year with 57. This year he's got to carry 61. So the challenge is a fair bit harder than he had last year, but he did run very well.
Maybe my favourite jockey turns him around, Dino.
Well, that's right. Yeah, Willow might be able to get the job done for you on Kaplumpich. If you're going wider, he'd be the next in line. He's won well in the betting here, Caffrey. I thought he ran okay on Oaks Day, but I'm surprised he's so high up in the betting order off that run in the Greys race on Oaks Day.
Quinny, what is the market looking like in the Mackellar Mile tomorrow over 1,600?
Well, Dino gave a good little push there for Heavenly Emperor, who's currently his fourth-rated horse, who's a $34 chance, $9 the win. That would be a handy way to start the quaddy. Right You Are, as you alluded to, Maisie, a 270 market leader. And just on Caffrey, Dino, currently on the second line of betting at $6.50, is the first emergency, which should get the run now, or does get the run now, with Connery coming out. Why do you think the horse is so short? Do you think it's the three wins from five starts? Do you think it's a bit of the Peter Moody factor? And as a result, do you think we can basically shop around that horse in the first leg of the quaddy?
A little bit. You know, he is a good enough talent, and it was a hard day to lead on Oaks Day. I'll certainly grant him that. But it's never the strongest race of the week, the grey race, and it comes up as a benchmark 90 on the form guide, but I don't think it plays like that. And you know, this is, I think, a deeper race than he ran in on Oaks Day.
All right, Rammer, the all-important numbers for the first leg of the quaddie tomorrow. Fire away. I've always wanted to say
that. Yes, 6, 3, 16 and 1.
6, 3, 16 and 1. All the best in the first leg. Now, the Sportsbet Ballarat Cup is up next, over 2,000 metres, race 8 on the card tomorrow at 4.25. There's a couple here under double-figure odds, one of our old favourites here on the Breakfast Club, Junipal, who has saluted a few times for us with Dean. And Affair to Remember are the two that have been found in the market. But a pretty open race apart from that, Dean. It's going to be tough finding a winner in the Cup tomorrow.
It is, but I think the starting point is Affair to Remember. She's a local, so she'll be aimed at the Cup. She got her probably her mission done winning the Matriarch Stakes, and I think this is probably the next good option for her to run well, and I think she's the one to beat. El Galeo, he didn't fire in the Kunji Cup at Caulfield. He was only 19 days between runs there. He's a much better horse when he's fresh. He's now had 38 days to freshen up. I think you'll see the best of him. Junipal, he has won. He has placed at 2,000 metres. Still want to see him actually do it. He was good last start, and the speed of the race really suited him at the shorter trip. Now he's got to lengthen out to 2,000 metres on the back up. I think the one that the market's forgotten a bit is number 14, Gamekeeper, who had that good winter campaign. He hasn't been running badly, and he hit the line well on Melbourne Cup Day. And a couple of others I'm throwing in, a 7, Pacadali, who's had no luck his last two runs. He's going quite well. And 9, Planciel, who doesn't win very often, but this is just the sort of race from a good draw he could bob up in. But Affair to Remember's top pick in a very open race.
There's a few here, Dino, good horses who have done good things but haven't for a while. There seems to be a clump that are, you know, Harlem, Kingsville Dream, all in been running good races. Odeon.
Yeah. Fury. Oh, they've landed in a $500,000 race here, so they've still got to run pretty well here. I think the weight's got to be a bit of an issue with Kingsville Dream not having won since the Turnbull last year, and I thought Harlem ran well in the Kunji Handicap, which I mentioned through El Galeo, and then he was okay in the McKinnon. It's just the weight and the draw for him, the two challenges.
You could watch that replay last week with Sosie Bond.
Oh, don't even mention.
What, tomorrow? 62.
Don't bring
it up. Any chance, Dean? Because I've watched that about 15 times, that replay, and literally the only time Sosie Bond was in front was when they hit the line.
Yeah, well, I'm really confident that that's his absolute sweet spot, 1,800 metres. Like, 1,600, they can be often a bit brilliant at good grade, and 2,000, I think, finds him out. He's had six goes at the 2,000 for two placings, and, yeah, he's been tried over even further. But I think with the weight and the 2,000 metres, that's his challenge tomorrow.
And Power Scream bobs up again. It's a tough horse.
Yeah, no, he's scratched, so he can have the day off. Inverloch and Mongolian Marshall can also have the day off. But, Irish Flame gets in, who's been running well, but this is a bit harder, and he's got the wide draw to contend with. So it's a terrific field, as it should be, for that sort of money.
What's the market looking like here, Quinny?
Pretty open, as you would expect. The best backed runner is Junipal, who's now a $5.50 joint favourite with Affair to Remember. And there's been a little bit of money around for Kingsville Dream, who did win the Group 1 Turnbull Stakes over this trip last spring, a $12 chance into 10. Dino, just a couple of long shots that you haven't put in the quaddie, and you could probably make a couple of cases for all of them at their absolute best. Kawaii has won this race the last 2 years, one time as an $8.50 chance, one time as a $15 chance. Goes around here at $26, but is in from 41. Can Lightning Strike for a third time, or basically is it too hard to back this horse on the back of the last run?
He's just down that little bit on form from last year. I mean, he's had the same program, and he's been about three lengths behind where he's been, so he's just got to elevate on the day where he has in the past. I think this is a better race than the previous 2 years, but I couldn't have him winning. I hope I'm wrong, because I've got a small involvement in the managementship of him, but he has been battling a little bit this campaign.
And a similar question with number 13, Furion. If he could find his best from that magnificent Warrnambool Cup win, he'd be right in this, but probably hasn't fired after a long injury layoff just yet.
No, he hasn't. He's been disappointing. He was encouraging at the in the Cranbourne Cup, but he failed at Bendigo. I don't think he actually stays. I think he won the Warrnambool Cup on a bit of class. This is probably more his trip, but he's got a lift.
And Scotty, if you want to follow Power Scheme, the Kilmore Cup Sunday for you.
Oh, beautiful. It'll be $1.10 there, surely.
Also, the Country Cup circuit will be out at Kilmore as well on Sunday. So you've got all bases covered in terms of dedicated coverage this weekend, Scotty. Rammer, what are the numbers there in the second leg of the quaddy, the Ballarat Cup tomorrow?
Yes, 10, 5, 4, 14, 7, and 9.
All right, magnificent. Get your pens poised for the next two legs of the quaddy, the final two to bring us home on Ballarat Cup Day tomorrow. Time to take a break. On the other side of this, we'll get Dino's formula bet as well. And as always, as I look forward to on a Friday, the Ramaruffi coming up next after this. Welcome back to the show. We are halfway through the Friday formers. We preview the quaddy legs tomorrow at Ballarat with Dean Lester and Nick Quinn from the TAB. So get your pens out, and I'm sure Rammer will do a full recap as he does every week at the end of this as well. Let's head to race 9 on the card, the third leg of the quaddy. It's a Magic Millions Classic tomorrow, over 1,100 metres. No scratchings, I don't think, at this stage. The Astrologist is a pretty short price favourite here. And Dean, is that where you're heading in this one?
Yeah, he should be a short price favourite too, Andrew. He's a terrific talent. He always has been. He's had two runs for Leon and Troy Corstens, and he won at Geelong Cup Day with the big weight. Won easily, and then he was so far out of the handicap and out of his grade when he ran in that listed race and all but won against Exhilarates. That's terrific form. It was a very fast race on Cup Week. Ran 1.8 for the 1,200 metres. Back to 1,100, I don't think, is a problem. And under this set weight scale, he's very well treated for the form he's in. I think he should win. If he was to be beaten, it'd be Hawker Hurricane, who has won here. He won the Clockwise Classic here 2 years ago, and he has trialled very well, and he's a good talent. The rest sort of got to improve a bit to come up to their level. I think probably the likes of Can't Be Done, Whip Crack Away, Little Contra have got little place chances, but for the quaddy, we're going very trim.
Oh, I like this.
That's always good news on a Friday morning, the trim up leg of the quaddy. It's a nice thing to hear.
What's happened to Standoff, Dino? It's sort of the only reason, you remember horses you threw in a quaddy and they get up at big odds, so you forever are in debt to them. It was one of them.
Yes. One down filly. The straight, big odds at Flemington, D. Dunn aboard, and since then hasn't done a lot. Had that good winter form, but the one run over early spring was terrible. Has trialled up okay, but I'd want to see it do it again on race day.
All right, there we go. A pretty short price favourite there. Quinny, is the market reflecting that, and has all the money come for the Astrologist?
Yeah, the best back runner on the program, Maisie, has been 280 into 230, and after a good little push from Dino, will no doubt continue to be popular. Dino, hopefully you got a slice of the 280 for your legion of fans that will no doubt be taking the 230 on the back of that push. What sort of quote do you have the Astrologist ranked?
Oh, yeah, I think anywhere better than $2, the way he's going. I think he's very well placed in that race. So, and what he's doing this preparation as opposed to in the past is he's making his own luck. He's just jumping, putting himself right there. So it's I'm hoping it's a pretty straightforward watch that he's outside the lead and goes from there.
All right, it's always nice in the third leg of the quaddy. Fingers crossed the Astrologist can get the job done. For all of Dean's fans tomorrow, plenty of them listening in, of course, this morning on RSN. Rammer, quaddy numbers here. Not too much breath needed.
No, just an easy one. 3-1.
Fantastic. I love that. Let's head to the final race on the card, the Haymarket over 1,400 metres. Big field to finish. Just one scratching at this stage, which is Salon du Cheval for Lindsay Smith, which has been taken out, the number 13. This is a tough way to finish. It's basically $4 for Yale Dash, but there's plenty of chances here. Dean, were you able to nail this down a little bit, or is it a wide open last leg of the quaddy?
Yeah, I think you could look at it two ways. I think the horse that is favourite, and I think the one to beat is Yao Dash, number 7, and he comes through the same race as the Astrologist does on Melbourne Cup Day, and it was a terrific run because they were winning down the outside, or you know, two thirds out down the straight, and he was more to the middle and just sort of in the awkward spot down the straight. I thought he ran a tremendous race. He's had one run on a dry track at 1,400 metres. It was last year's Golden Rose. He ran fourth to Bivouac, Yes, 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 and Exceedance. You'd think that sort of formally winning this race.
Solid.
So he's the one to beat. I thought Viral ran really well on Melbourne Cup Day in the 1,400 metre race, and for that reason, I think he's ready to probably peak third up from a spell. I think he's got a good chance. If you like him, there's one through his last preparation in number three, Saffin, who ran really well once last preparation. It was a dry track, 1,400 metres. Either side, he hit wet tracks, and it was no good. His recent trial was okay. He didn't have the blinkers on for the trial. He races in blinkers. I think he's big odds, well worth including. Star Missile ran well through Cup Week, but chances to Titan Blinders 5 and 15. Sondalon, who's trialled up very nicely for this. So I think Yao Dash is a deserved favourite, but I'll still be going wide in this leg of the quaddie.
Duno, what about the enigmatic Bee Hunter? I thought I'd found it, $15 during Cup Week. It was a huge run. Should have nearly won.
Yeah, there's a lot of should have nearly ones in his repertoire. He's he runs well. And Ocular ran really well on Cup Week, and I've left him out. And depending on scratchings, the difference is the one I'm probably most wary of that I haven't got in those numbers, number 19. If he got into the field, he's getting closer, he could certainly make his presence felt because he ran well Cup Week as well.
All right. You did mention Saffin there.
Now, well, we're waiting. I just deliberately let that go.
My heart skipped a beat. $81 it's listed at in the paper. Quiddy, that's not a bad push from Dean. Of course, outside the favourite, Yao Dash. Now, what's the market doing in the last?
Yes, Merritt, an $81 chance to win, $22 the place. So the statue of Dino will get even bigger and more silver if that can get the job done there. Yao Dash has been the market mover in the lucky last $5 into $4, and there's been a bit of money around for Bee Hunter, one of Scotty's favourites there, 7 in to 650. But an interesting way to end the program. Deno, you did make a little case there for Saffin, a previous first-up winner, currently $81.22 the place. Is that something that might hold a bit of appeal?
It may do, and it may get a mention in a few minutes' time, Nicholas.
Keep your powder dry there. Keep your powder dry. Rama, for those people who have just switched on the radio, just waking up on this Friday morning, run us through the last leg of the quaddie and the previous three as well, if you can.
Okay, so the last leg, 7, 6, 3, 4, 5 and 15. Then if we go back to the top, race 7, 6, 3, 16 and 1. Race 8, 10, 5, 4, 14, 7 and 9. Race 9, just 3 and 1. And then finally race 10 again, 7, 6, 3, 4, 5 and 15.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Rama. Very much looking forward to the Rama Ruffy in just a minute or so as well. But before we get there, Dean, time to read out the best two for your formula bet this week. And who have we got as our contestant? If you haven't registered, head to the website, rsn.net.au.
Trent Brown of Alfreton is our contestant of the day, Andrew. And for Trent, we are having $40 to win on, there's a bit of a theme to these, race 1, number 2, The Gouch, and race 9, number 3, The Astrologist. So $40 on a pair of thes. And the $40 on the all up of the pair, race 1, number 2, into race 9, number 3, that's for Trent Brown of Alfreton.
Are you a the or a the man?
Sounds like I'm a that man, but maybe you're going to correct me, being former Neighbours actor of great note.
Well, yes. I never had actually any lines, so all I had to do was practice.
Yeah, but you could tell you were talking in that milkshake scene.
Thank you very much. I actually
mumbling to yourself.
Yeah, I demonstrated this to Matt Stewart, great acting the other day, in Daniel Harford, where just fake drinking a fake milkshake. Amazing performance.
So it wasn't even. Was there anything in the actual?
No,
it was
just a cup. They just gave me a cup.
All right, that's all. Reckon you'd get a milkshake out of it, wouldn't you?
Oh, no. Yeah. Didn't even get a free milkshake, so that was a bit unlucky.
We shouldn't talk milkshakes in this segment. Now, anyway, no. Dino, we're waiting, and we think we've had a little entree into Rama's Ruffy.
Well, it's not my top selection, Scotty, but I just think that it's massive odds about Saffin, that even if he can run a place. A few of the betting shops have reacted to our conversation already, I've noticed. One of them's decided it's $26 chance. So I don't know about that. But not at the tab. Tab's still solid at the 81 and 22, Nicholas.
Why can't I get on, Nicholas? What's happening here? You're blocking me.
Dino's melted the system with this long shot, so I'm not sure.
I got 60s about 10 minutes ago. Now it's 80s.
It's your phone. Your phone is stuffed. It's officially cooked. We did have an SMS before suggesting if you needed some help with your phone, there's a place in God's country to go to, BuzzTech in Latrobe Street opposite St Mary's Footy Club. So it's anonymous, that, off the SMS. Good little fix-up for your phone, Scotty, so you can get on at tab.com.au. Hey, in terms of the all-up, Dino's all-up tomorrow, Quinny, and also the Ramaruffi, what are we looking at in terms of the odds?
Well, the Ramaruffi, as we've mentioned, 81 the win, 22 the place, and the all-up, 270 the Gouch into 220 the Astrologist, comes to $5.94.
Fantastic. It's going to be
Nicholas, it says it's in progress on the app. They're racing already.
What?
In race 10.
Your phone is officially stuffed.
No, I can't blame Scotty for this one. I've got the same thing here.
Dino
has melted.
You have officially melted the system. I hope it's not...
There's no smoke
those
anywhere.
Those gremlins. No,
go on to Saturday like the other week.
Don't mention
my hair's just returning to normal colour after that. And for you, Scotty Gullen, Power Scheme, a $4 favourite in Sunday's Kilmore Cup.
Well, I'll have the 80s into the 4 then. That's perfect.
How good would that be? That'd be a brilliant weekend. Hey, we're going to have it all covered on the Country Cup circuit as well. Michael Felgate and Maggie Payne and Matty Stewart tomorrow. And Dean will be a part of the show all day, which will be fantastic on the Country Cup circuit. So live and dedicated coverage on RSN Carnival. Make sure you download the RSN app at your local app store. Dean, as always on a Friday, thank you very much for all of your advice. We look forward to hearing you on the Form panel tomorrow and a little bit later on this morning with Gareth as well.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Dean Lester there joining us. Quinny, have you got a coffee bet to leave us with? Hopefully we'll see you in the studio if we get a few more easing of restrictions on Sunday.
Yes, fingers and toes crossed that will be the case. My best bet anywhere across the country is the Astrologist, race 9, number 3. So hopefully can get the job done. But I think there's a good value bet in Jack Regan, race 2, number 3. Double figure odds. So I'll make Jack Regan the place, the coffee bet.
That is very un-Quinny of Quinny going the $11 shot in the place bet. Oh, nice. So good luck, Quinny. I like a little bit of different manoeuvring by you tomorrow ahead of racing at Ballarat. It's going to be a huge day and all the best. Enjoy your weekend. We'll chat again a little later on in the show when we find out a few of the other markets at tab.com.au.
Maisie, you are doing such a good job. I reckon Daniel Harford will be a very nervous individual right now.
He doesn't have to worry at all, the Leviathan owner. He'll be returning with a big smile on his face on Monday morning. In fact, he might be able to buy RSN after he just accumulated the win during the week. But, Quinny, thanks again. We'll chat later on. That's it for the Friday form on this Friday morning. Don't forget, if you missed any of the goodness, head to the website rsn.net.au. That podcast will be up in a couple of moments' time, just getting Dean's thoughts on the quaddy legs tomorrow at Ballarat. Time for a break. We've got a huge hour to come, Scotty. We've got five guests to try and squeeze in.